from all the races we go to, street courses are the best ones because everybody's right there and then, and you know, the action is having is happening right there and you can see it. And for the fans, it's really cool to see a car going 180 miles an hour down a straightaway where you usually go like, I don't know, like 30. So it's it's really cool.
From a driver's point of view, is it a lot different driving on a street course than it is driving on a track?
Definitely. You know, the street courses are a little more different because, you know, it's a little bit bumpier and usually you have different asphalts and things like that. So, you know, we were just in Toronto where they actually have concrete in the middle of the corner. So you lose a lot of grip in the car. So it's really technical. And for the drivers, it makes it a little bit tougher. And also for the team, you know, to set up the car. So you kind of really have to be on the edge right away and really have a good setup to find during the race weekend.
So how does a girl who grew up in Switzerland and Italy wind up going all over the world driving cars 180 miles an hour down other people's streets?
Yeah, well, pretty much I started racing when I was six in go-karts. So I think I had the racing bug really early. And then, you know, kind of I just, you know, it was pretty good winning races. I had people supporting my career from an early age, and that was really important. And that's what I wanted to do, you know, and that was my dream. And to achieve it is really something unbelievable.
I hate to ask you this question because I bet you get it all the time, but everybody over here knows Danica Patrick,
mm-hmm.
and you're shaking your head like, you know, when are they going to know Simona Dos Silvestro?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's normal that everybody knows Danica. You know, she's been running in the series since 6 years now. So, and, you know, she's won a race. She's been around for a while. So, you know, it's normal. And, you know, I think it's only my second year. And I kind of still have to prove myself. You know, we had a couple of good results. But, you know, definitely, you know, I think we have to be upfront on a regular basis. And, you know, also, like, I have a new sponsor this year with Nuclear Clean Energy. So those are really important things for me and my career. So I think, you know, I'm gonna be more out there, and you know, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I think the results are gonna come pretty soon.
Tell us what it feels like to be going that fast down a city street. You said you were just in Toronto. I mean, the buildings just go flashing by. Do you have any sense of where you are?
Yeah, well, the kind of first time you go on a street course, you know, everything comes at you really fast, and then during the weekend you kind of adjust to it, but it definitely is fast. Everything happens really fast, especially when you're with 26 other cars out there, mm-hmm. you know, trying to battle it out on a small piece of road. So it's pretty challenging, but it's a lot of fun. And you know, you just like speed, you know, it's something really cool, and like the adrenaline kicks in, and just driving, you know, even driving your normal car is fun.
Well, so I was going to ask, you know, you go home from the race and you got to go to the shopping mall that night. Do you get in your own car and are you tempted to go 97 miles an hour down a little side street?
No, actually, I'm a pretty safe driver. I drive pretty normally on the road, but it's kind of weird when you drive at Indy, you go over 230 miles an hour, and then you have to drive home in your car, and it feels pretty slow when you come down to like 50.
You ever gotten a speeding ticket?
I've gotten, I think, 2 speeding tickets, so I've been pretty good. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, I think.
Did you ever try to tell the officer, I'm a race car driver, I do this for a living, I really know what I'm doing?
No, I don't do that.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you come back to Baltimore for the first Grand Prix here. It sounds like a fun weekend. Simona Di Silvestro, I knew I was going to get that wrong. Simona Di Silvestro, thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you.